Zohar, Parshas Bishalach, Day 1, Chok Yisrael, an excerpt from 46:8. Hashem holeich lifneim hayom. Hashem was going before them in the daytime. Rabbi Yossi Posach, Rabbi Yossi Osen opened the discourse. Lam natseach aliyos ha-shachar mizmol ha-David, a verse in Tehillim 22:1. Lam natseach, it's a psalm of victorious music. For the morning star, it's called aliyos ha-shachar, it's a term like the morning gazelle, when the day begins, starts to dawn, a song of David. So he introduces the explanation of this verse with a statement and telling us about how precious the Torah is. It says, how precious is the Torah before the Holy and Blessed be He? Anyone who strives in the Torah, Rachim Hu La'ila, he's beloved above, Rachim Hu La'sata, he's beloved below. And we see this connection between above and below because the Torah is the pillar. The Torah comes into quality of Tiferes. It's like a ladder connects above and below. When he learns Torah, makes this connection, and he's beloved above and below automatically. Because each level needs the other. It's like a marriage. So each one needs the other, so the one who makes the unification is precious. Everyone likes him. The Holy One Blessed Be, he listens to his words. His words are important and they accomplish something in heaven. Because he makes unification through his striving in the Torah. He doesn't abandon him in this world. He doesn't abandon him in the next world. And again, this world, next world, is like the relationship between the below and above. So just like the person unites heaven and the spiritual dimension and physical dimension, through his learning Torah, he also unites next world and this world. And through that, he's with Hashem in both places, and he's never abandoned. The Torah, it's necessary speaking it day and night. And we have to have a connection between day and night in the learning the Torah. It's like a connection between the world above and the world below, this world and next world. Good to Medel? Okay, Kvitch. See if it's written, a verse in Yeshua 1, verse 8. And you should meditate in the day and night. Again, as we mentioned, the Torah draws the surrounding light that unites opposites of day and night, above and below, this world, next world. See, it's written in Yirmiyah 33:25. In lo brisi, were it not for my covenant, meaning the covenant of the Torah. It says the Torah gave the Torah through a bris. Shmatem SBC says before the giving of the Torah, Hashem made a bris to Israel. So Hashem says day and night, the laws of heaven and earth are not put. So we see this again through the bris, which is draws from the surrounding light, it unites day and night, heaven and earth, above and below. Anyway, tenech b'li yamama. So it's good in the daytime. You understand why you should learn Torah in the daytime. Daytime is time to doing things. B'leilya, my white night, why do you have to learn Torah at night? Shlaf, it's good to sleep at night. Gemara says, in the Chagiga, night was only created for shluffing. So why should you have to learn Torah at night? So the Zohar says, v'ini heishchiach l'gabe yishmor kadisha shlim. In order to be found by him, the holy name complete, in a state of perfection, in all levels. K'mod leis yomam b'lol elya. Just like there's no day without night, and it's not complete except this for the other one. It's necessary for the Torah to be found by a person day and night. To be complete by a person day and night. So a person should always have the Torah with him in the day and the night. And through this, he draws the surrounding light, unites both opposites, and he has complete connection to Hashem's name. And the Zohar says, Hashem Elokim is called Shmo Shalim, the complete name. Hashem Yudke Vavke is drawn like from the right side, and Elokim is the name of judgment from the left side. And that's the perfect name. When there's unification of both names, we're able to recognize Hashem from the chasadim, the good things he does for us, and the seemingly difficult things from both places. That's a perfect recognition and connection to his name. The person draws that revelation in the world that people should be able to recognize Hashem from both places through learning Torah day and night. Voitmar, behold, was said, Ikra delelim hagusiv elech, that the main night is from midnight and further. That's why you have to get up at midnight to learn Torah. It says many places in the Zohar, because that's the time when you turn the judgment of night into mercy. And in truth, this is really the foundation of Zohar's question. In other words, the Zohar asked, why should I have to learn Torah at night? Because it's based on the fact that the Zohar says other places, the night is a time of judgment, when it's hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a time that we're supposed to sleep. And even it's brought that the first time of the night, first part of the night is not the best time for doing spiritual things. And shouldn't give Chas Shalom any type of life force to negative influences. So the real foundation of the answer, besides this, that's necessary to recognize Hashem from both places. But the main part of the night anyway is from midnight when the judgment of night is turned into light and chesed, loving kindness. And even though the first half is included in night, but from midnight, the Holy One, blessed be He, enters into paradise to frolic with the righteous. Then it's necessary for a person to stand up, to get up, and speak in the Torah. Time to get up at midnight. All the Kabbalists were always exacting to get up at midnight. For Itmaran, as Bold was said, the Kutcher Brichu, the Holy and Blessed be He, the whole Sadiqaya, the begins to eat, all the righteous in paradise, Kulud Sais in the Kole, they all listen to his voice. And his famous story about a certain Kabbalist, he used to learn together with his students at midnight. And one time they saw out the window, there was like myriads and myriads of people sitting around. Like they're in a big stadium, and they're in the middle of the stage, and surrounded by myriads of people. And they asked the teacher what was going on. So I explained to him that every night when they learn Torah, there's all these souls and angels, myriads and myriads, thousands upon thousands, they come to listen to their learning. And one time they merited to see. But it's really like that all the time. It's a very special privilege. 1 hour of learning of Chatzos, brought from Baal Shem Tov, from other tzaddikim, is worth many hours in the daytime. Accomplishes much more spiritually. It brings a person much closer to Hashem. It makes a much bigger tikkun in the world. And a person can, in a simple level, understand a deeper level of Torah. Like when the Rambam says, a person only merits the crown of the Torah at night, it's referring mainly to the Torah learned after midnight. Hador Siv, that's what's written, verse in Shir Shirim 8:13. Hayashevas Baganim, those who sit in the gardens, referring to the different places in garden, there's different levels of Gan Eden, upper one upon the other, so it's like different gardens. Chareim, the friends, Makshivim, the Kolech, listen to your voice. Hashmi'ini, let me hear it. So the Shechina listens with the tzaddikim, the righteous souls that are there, and the angels listen to the voice of person learning Torah at midnight. So midnight is like a portal into the next world, into Gan Eden. What Mekum and Beholder was explained. Hayashevus Baganim sits in the garden, stalk Knesset Yisrael. This is Knesset Yisrael, term referring to the Shechina. That, as if it were she, praises to him, the Holy One, blessed be He, with the praises of the Torah at night. So a person who merits to learn Torah is attached to the Shechina, giving up this praise, and it brings to him a very direct connection with Hashem, very high level of awareness, a heightened state of consciousness. Merit worthy is his portion of the one who is attached within with her to praise him to the Holy One, blessed be He, with the praises of the Torah. And over here, the Zohar speaks of the Torah in terms of praise. Of course, when you praise something, like, its full level of advantage and inner greatness is recognized and comes out. So the Torah that a person learns at Chatzos at midnight, that's the Torah that the inner light and praise and beauty and glory of the Torah really shines out. Whereas Torah learned in other type parts of the day doesn't shine out to the same degree. And when the morning comes, Knesset Yisrael osses mishtashei abei v'kutcher b'chu. The Shechina comes and frolics with the Holy Blessed Be He. So this is referring to unification that happens spiritually in the daytime, especially at the moment of a sikin when the sun rises, called the Netzach Hama. And the whole process of unification that happens at Netzach Hama, at sunrise, is awakened through those that get up at midnight and learn Torah. The Rizal brings, especially even the spiritual light of the tefillin. So a person who gets up at midnight and learns Torah till the morning, what he accomplishes through his prayer, especially if he prays at the moment of sunrise, it's a much, much higher unification than a person who doesn't pray at sunrise or a person who doesn't get up at midnight. A person sleeps at that time, Chas V'Shalom. There's no comparison. If we can see spiritually, it's like the difference between a lower middle classes financial status and a billionaire. So this is an awesome thing to get up at Chatzos and just learn Torah, busy in Avodas Hashem, time to meditate and make Yehudim unifications and to have his bodhis speak to Hashem. And then to daven Shacharis and to start the Shemoneh Esrei at the moment of Netzach Hamah, when it's the perfect moment when Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina, is frolicking, receiving the highest lights of the Keser of Atik, from this root of Shashua, of this frolicking, to make this highest unification it could be. And this gives a person the highest state of consciousness, the highest connection and awareness of Hashem. And he spreads out to her this scepter of loving kindness. Shavita de Chesed. As the Gemara says, the person lends her at night a string of loving kindness drawn upon him in the daytime, and gives him success in the daytime. Since he took the night, which is judgment, and he broke it through getting up, spreading light, and learning Torah, he merits it's turned into light and loving kindness. And it gives his day to be blessed with success. And also, we find this same type of terminology is used in Megillah. Vayoshet HaMelech L'Esther Shavita Zahav Asher B'yado. Oshet, he spread out, he stretched out the golden scepter to Esther. And the rabbis learn from this that when Esther came into the court by Ahasuerus, Ahasuerus the king was sitting at the beginning of the court, and it was a big, big court, and she was standing just at the entrance, seeing what his reaction would be to her entering without permission, because normally a person can't come to the king's court without permission. And as Esther mentioned to Mordechai, if a person would enter into the king's court without permission, they would, if the king didn't show them special favor and spread out the scepter to them, they would be executed on the spot. So Esther was there waiting in Ahasuerus. She found favor in his eyes, and he spread out to her the golden scepter. And a miracle happened that from his place already at the end of the courtyard, the scepter spread miraculously all the way to the place where she was. And this represents that we know that the King Ahasuerus in the Megillah is a parable for the light of Hashem in the spiritual worlds, going to Esther, which represents the Shekhinah, the divine presence. That's Esther's lesson, hidden. Divine presence is hidden in the world. And this spiritual, magical, miraculous elongation of the scepter to reach Esther where she was and to save her and to show her the favor of the king represents that in the spiritual worlds above, Hashem shine to the Shekhinah, or as part of your shining of good favor, to that to Am Yisrael, and something that was above the spiritual level, which means it went shlo lefi seder heishtalshlus, not according to the order that would normally go in the orders of worlds, but it jumped levels. And that's what the Zohar says over here in general. A person gets up at midnight, he merits that a special degree of loving kindness will be drawn to him that's above levels, be able to circumvent. Like if you go into some bureaucracy and normally they like to strangle people. It's their fetish, their favorite pastime to strangle people with their nonsensical, insane red tape. And they like people to cause people problems and waste hours and hours of time, cause them to come back many, many times and play football with them, bounce them back and forth, this person, that person, this place, that place, this paper, that paper. Person, imagine he had special protexia, special in over there. And he knows the head in charge. He just circumvents all this nonsense and goes, gets the stamp that he needs. And he goes on his way and he saved hours and hours of problems and complications. He gets everything easy. So a person merits to getting up at midnight to this special degree of chesed that circumvents all of the spiritual levels even, because we know that Malchus Adarach, Malchus Rakia, the spiritual level of government below is like the spiritual level of government above. So there are in heaven different levels the person has to go through in order to get what he needs spiritually. After getting with Sos, he circumvents everything, gets this level of Saviv Kolam, and the light of Hashem surrounds all worlds, and just jumps to him from the highest level to where he is all the way down, gives him what he needs to Chesed. Lo Abel Chuda, not only in the Shekhinah alone does this special level come, Allah, upon it, while even the Mishtatfin Madon, those that are partners with her, which means those that are together with the Shekhinah, they got up at midnight, the Shekhinah, beginning of the night, went into the other side, went all the way down to fish out the sparks in the Sitra Achra on the other side, and the Shekhinah was going down, 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 till right before Chatzos, Shekhinah hits rock bottom, and then starts to go up. Goes up till the morning, till finally it's out, and in full state of Chesed, and the person who's learning Torah from midnight is, together with the Shekhinah, is called like the children of the royal entourage, together in the Chuppah, the canopy, the Shechina, like the marriage is happening in the daytime. So there's a special, special connection to Hashem to this. It's written in verse in Tehillim 42:9. At night his song was with me, as the rabbis explained, because this, his song, which means the song of the Torah, was with me at night. That's why Hashem commanded a special level of loving kindness to me in the daytime. Again, through the power of Chatzos, a person merits that the inner level of the Torah, which is the Shira, the song of the Torah, which connects with the type of praise of the Torah, like mentioned before, is revealed. So a person merits to delight and feel the light and the song and the music and the Dveikus of the Torah through learning Chatzos. Valdoam, because this Ayel Seshachar Kri. The Shechina is called Ayel Seshachar, the morning gazelle. It's referring to the state of the Shechina at dawn, ready to go into the chuppah in the daytime perfectly. And it's the person who gets at midnight is attached to that and merits a special connection. We should all be merit to do this. B'shlemus.